Welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour podcast for Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Cool. Have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo, the podcast. Liam's still away. My name's Josh Olek, filling in for him at the moment. Liesl and Dobbo. On a fitness journey at the moment.
You are, yes, and you're doing a great job.
You are shredding.
It's pretty good.
You are looking, and I mean that, it's very noticeable.
Thanks,
every day it's falling off you.
Well, you're kind of like, you just get into the rhythm of things and you keep moving and whatever.
Do you know how many kilos you've lost so far?
I have been measuring it very loosely, but it's 20 at the moment. So.
Whoa. And how long has it been?
3 months. So
wow.
Still plugging
great.
Away. Yeah. Long story short, though, as a part of that fitness journey, you've been doing a lot of walks. So trying to get in just like 20Ks of walking a week. And I live in the beautiful area of Griffin, North Lakes, Murrumba Downs. So swamp area, a lot of wildlife, a lot of bugs
wildlife.
And stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard about the kind of wildlife we've got up there at the moment?
No, tell us.
We're doing this like, so we're doing this 5K walk and it is on a main road, Braes Road in Griffin, just almost every night. 2 to 3 red-belly black snakes on our trip the entire way up. You go a different route, you're getting assaulted by brolgas, which are these massive, almost 5-foot birds with this incredible wingspan.
They're so pretty.
They are pretty, but also when
aggressive.
They arc up at you, especially when you're like, I've just done most of my walk so far. I'm pretty wrecked. Could I run away from this? Probably not.
No.
You need a gun, mate. You need a gun. with wildlife like that, you need weaponry.
You got to be careful. People complain about when people say stuff like that, Dobbo. You'll get thrown to the RSPCA.
Is this your first time working with us, Josh? We get complaints all the time. We know this about Dobbo.
Is it just me? Are you seeing any weird wildlife out in
Europe?
I mean, clearly in Ipswich, right?
I live far too urban to see anything.
That's true.
Yeah. Growing up, I did. I saw a lot. But
when you're in your wood, now, I mean, you get a serpent here and there, but I mean, our biggest problem is somebody who's been on the booze and decided to come into our yard, an intruder.
That's our wildlife.
Yeah, and didn't you have cats stealing the underwear off your line?
They stole cats? All our clothes. We had a feral cat stealing our clothes. I was blamed for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to the bottom of that situation.
Yeah, I've just
moving
got possums.
On from that.
Possums are annoying.
All righty. You got a moral dilemma that we're going to get to soon, Dobbo. Jaden Hunt from the Broncos going to join us. And the Gold Coast's throwing a cannabis picnic. Triple M's Rush Hour.
I want to get your advice on this, Liesl, and I'm wanting to ask the listening audience to weigh in on this at some point. Over the weekend, I was in Sydney and I caught up with a friend of mine, great mate of mine, and we went out for a beer. Now, the story of it was that his wife is actually, I actually introduced him. We're closer friends. I've known her a lot longer. I consider her equally as good a friend as what I do this bloke. So we've gone to the pub and he says to me, mate, can I get $750 cash off you?
Whoa, that's a lot.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, we're going out. He was going to go out with a few other blokes. He wanted to go out, have a feed, have a night out.
That's a big night out, yeah. Mm.
Regardless of the judgment on that, he was like,
did you want the decision based on that?
No, I don't. Because I don't think that's over the top.
Oh, really?
Either way.
$50 for a night out, mate.
In this economy? Anyway, continue.
Either way, I said, well, how are you going to do that? He goes, I'm going to transfer you the money out of our joint account straight away.
That sounds dodgy.
And he said, and then if my wife asks me, I will say like I'm buying a gift or I paid a bill or something like that. And it doesn't look as bad. But he
You've
said,
been
if
caught
I've,
in
if,
something like this before.
Well, only the golf club fiasco. We got around that. But then I said to him, well, hang on. So I'm actually harboring your illegal activity in the sense if you're going out on the
drink.
You're
laundering money for him.
And you're,
to hide his secret.
So then he said to me, will you do it? And then this is the first time ever I've been gripped with a moral dilemma. And it's like, do I help my mate out or do I lie to a lady that I truly think is a wonderful woman?
So what did you say originally when he asked this? Did you say yes or no?
Oh, I asked the question what it was about. I genuinely asked what it was about because, mate.
Did you want to know, though?
Yeah, because I've got to be honest with you. If I thought he was dating another woman or something like that,
that's completely different.
Yeah. But that's off the table.
That's off the table.
Great, okay.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I asked him, he said no. But either way, I had to make that decision. I lent him the money, but do I tell her or do I stick to the bro code?
You
stick to the bro code, don't tell her.
Can I ask why you, like, what made you go, yes, I'm going to give you $750 for this?
Well, you paid it back straight away.
Yeah,
but it was just out of his account. Like, it was no.
But why
I don't
involve
lose anything.
Yourself in it? Why involve yourself in it?
Well, this is the issue. 133353. I'm not going to let you know how I handled this till we come back. But 133353. Do you tell the wife if you're still good friends with them, or do you just stick and just lie and then just help a mate out in this instance, knowing full well that this could destroy their marriage because he has told some porky pies in the past before and been caught out. 133353, I'd really like to know because I was gripped with a moral dilemma. It's the first time ever I've actually had to think long and hard about what to do. Yeah, because I like this girl so much, I don't want to do the wrong thing by her. Dale from Logan, what do I do, mate?
Well, I had something very similar. I had a mate ask to borrow $10,000 off me because he lost it on the pokies and he didn't want to tell his wife
at the time.
What'd you do, bro?
I gave it to him. Yep. We got good bonuses for the company we worked at, and I knew in a couple of months he'd pay me back, and he just directly paid it into the account, and there was none the wiser. He lost the money, and there was a bit of his house deposit at the time, and he didn't tell her at all. And we were all good friends. We all went out drinking, all had good times together, and everything.
Dale, you get asked that question. What's the first thing that goes through your head?
Like, what the happened? Oh, sorry.
Somebody just said a big F word there.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Okay. Chenoa from Aspley. Should Dobbo do the transfer?
I think it's personally up to him, but what I would say to his mate is I won't lie for you, but what I will do is not outright tell her. Hmm. If she asks me, I will tell her the truth, but that's between...
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah. I kind of like that. Dobbo, are you going to do that?
I'm not doing
that. No, I don't think you're that kind
Matt
of person.
Matt from Pacific Paradise, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good guys. How are we?
All right. What do you do, brother?
Oh, look, mate, it's a tough one. I think you got to stick with your mate and trust that he's doing the right thing. And if the missus hits you up, you can't lie to her. Honesty's the best policy.
Mm.
But one question for you, Dobbo, is... Yeah. How hot's your phone right now if all your mates' wives messaging you to see what their husband
are
talking about?
That's hilarious. It's actually like on fire.
Yeah, all right.
Good call, Matt.
All righty. Jaden Hunt joins us after Fallout Boy. Thanks for the memories.
You want to know what I did?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did. I take it to my grave. I transferred the money.
Yeah,
I ain't telling the missus ever. It's a great story for the Broncos because they bought a Queenslander home at the start of the year by the name of Jaden Hunt, who has played for St. George. He played for the East Tigers here in Brizzy.
Glad he's out of St. George.
Yeah, same. Well, I think we all are. But he came back and everybody was talking about Brendan Piakura and Jordan Rickey. Well, Brendan Piakura got injured, so they threw this bloke into the edge and he has been awesome for them. Jaden Hunt joining us on the Rush Hour this afternoon. Hello, mate. How are you?
That's about how it is.
What about it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you, hasn't it, brother? I mean, I understand, you know, you came back here, you just wanted an opportunity, but, you know, to get that opportunity through the unfortunate injury, you've really made it your own.
Yeah, and definitely. I just, you know, once Brendan getting injured and, you know, I've got opportunity, you have to take your chances where you go and show your best foot forward. So that's all I could do, really.
Jaden, what's it like being at the Broncos off the back of what happened last year, just with the grand final? I mean, it's still a building team this year. We're still finding our feet. But what's it been like to be a part of a team like that?
Yeah, no, it's definitely surreal. You know, watching, like, we did a review on the grand final, what I was part of, but just all the emotion in the room and the care factors about every single little detail in the game is just like, under level, so it just makes you, you know, be better and look into your game into even more detail to be better for the team.
Was there one moment while you're going over all of that that you were like, this is the thing that's sticking with me?
Yeah, a lot of us just keep moving, don't get tired.
How did you find it, mate? You played first grade for St George. You had 14 games, but coming into this Broncos side, there's a lot more pressure. It's a proud heritage club, the Dragons, but when you play for the Broncos, it is a different story. Even just the media contingent that were there every single day. Have you found that part of it different, just how much coverage and how much you're under the spotlight when you're a Bronco?
Yeah, man, most definitely. I think I've signed my signature more times in the last 3 months than I have in the 4 years at the Dragons, for sure. But, yeah, it's definitely a whole nother level, you know, just going to, even just training, you know, there's 2,000 people there, like even the fan day, it was ridiculous. We had our own security guards walking around. It's definitely like a whole nother level of just fan and media and stuff like that, which is really good. And they have high expectation of us, which is fine. So,
Jaden, you're pretty recognisable now at the Broncos. A little birdie told us about the, not incident, but something that happened at Super Butcher. Do you want to tell us how you were able to get a discount at Super Butcher?
I didn't get a discount at Super Butcher.
Didn't you get a 20% discount at the Super Butcher?
I love a 20% discount at the Super Butcher.
Why did you not get one?
Don't you need a card or something? I don't really want to walk in and say, hey, can I get a 20% discount? I'll play for the Broncos.
You have to ask or you don't receive, Jaden.
This is what I heard. This bloke is so humble that everybody at the Broncos can get it. Yeah. It's too humble to go and say, hey,
give me a 20% discount.
Give us a bit of your background, mate. Born in Brizzy. Where'd you go to school?
I went to primary school in Forest Lake, and then I went to St. Thomas More College in Sunnybank for high school.
And so, mate, you started here. You obviously didn't get picked up by the Broncos as a young bloke, but you started on the journey of playing Q Cup, and then obviously from there you got a train and trial with the Dragons. Must have been pretty frustrating considering, like, you're right in the backyard of the Bronx.
You know, we had a lot of players back in my day. I grew up playing with Paddy Carrigan stuff at Easts and stuff like that. You know, we had a lot of talent around Brisbane in my group, and yeah, it's pretty hard to make that team back there. You know, they had a whole lot of talent. I think, like, even last year, this year we're talking about the grand final team, there was 9 players that played in their 20 team back in the day when they got picked up. So,
wow,
it was pretty hard to make that back in the day.
Mate, you're going great. Until you're going to go against Canberra, they've got a big forward pack and some hard nut Queenslanders in there as well.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, if we stick to the game plan and hold the ball, don't, you know, drop it as much as we did last week and then put ourselves under so much pressure with some penalties, you know, I think we'll just run them out of the game.
Next time you go to Super Butcher, ask for your discount. Why don't you? You are entitled to that.
Mate, you're confident sounding. We can't wait to see the results you're putting up for the Broncos. Thank you so much for joining Triple M's Rush Hour, Jaden Hunt.
Oh, good. Thanks, guys. Good one.
I got a beautiful daughter called Ella Daisy Dobbin. She's 5 years old, turned 6 in October.
She's so cute.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, I've always thought, she's her father's daughter.
Oh,
always
she's so it. Much like
she's
you.
She's got a lot of cheek and she's a bit of spunk about her. But today I was sent a video from her mother, Kylie. Ella Daisy has been sick. They were going to school today and Kylie, being the responsible mother, made this decision that halfway along, hang on, she's not right. And this audio is when I finally thought, well, maybe she isn't my daughter.
Ella, if you're sick, I don't think you want your friends catching your sickness.
I want to go to school.
I think you need another day at home.
No.
I'll come visit you this afternoon.
That's a beautiful niece. Buddy. That's a beautiful niece, Lily. Or Josie, one of the two nieces. I don't know which one it is, Lily or Josie, but either way, Ella wanted to go to school today and she was crying because she got told that she couldn't go to school.
She's 100% not your daughter.
I mean, I look for every conceivable way not to go to school. She's crying because she can't go to school.
Yeah.
Look.
What did she do today while she was home since she reluctantly had a day off school?
Well, I did ring and find out that she bought 3 new colouring in books.
Aww.
And she was doing some sticker things. I don't know. Like, yeah, she went out to lunch. She got a new passport photo for a passport.
What?
Yeah, they took her out. Yeah, I think KG got some jobs done while she was sick. Sorry to everybody at Chermside Shopping Centre. Anyway, either way, sick days were the greatest days when you could manufacture them.
Like,
in all seriousness, the ultimate sick day could be seen as one that you could always get through. But that's if you were bludging. Like, if you're genuinely sick, they awful. Were rotten.
Yeah.
Rotten. But we've all taken a sick day and had the ultimate sick day. Yeah. We've all done them. Like, and never got caught.
No.
What's yours, Jones? If you had the go-to faking a sickness,
yeah.
ultimate sick day at home, so we know if you don't turn up, what are we going to see?
Look, I'm going to say a bit of Judge Judy in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real.
And the rulings are final.
This is Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Hey, you read my mind.
I love Judge Judy. It's the best in the afternoon.
See, I'm going to the beach. Stuff Judge Judy. I'm going to the beach regardless. Like, you know.
That's where we differ, Dobbo. Yeah, that's okay.
I could not wash
that's
that
fine.
Crap.
But there are some, like, if you were just a little bit sick, like a little bit under the weather, they were the best sick days. And I think we should build the ultimate sick day.
Oh, okay. Do we include, like, the terrible daytime TV that yes. might be a little bit softcore for
you? Yes, yeah. the midday movie is always
good. A
little good.
Bit of midday porn was great. Alicia from Carrara, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Really well. Go ahead.
So I'm thinking like an at-home day spa. So we could have mud masks, we could have cucumber on the eyes. And do you know what, Dobbo? I think people would pay money to see that of you.
you think
maybe
so?
A massage gun going at the same time, some of that porn in the background you were talking about earlier.
Softcore, Alicia.
Softcore don't work.
Yeah.
They're not a good thing, but thank you. Thank you, Alicia.
Have you done
appreciate
cucumbers
it.
On the eyes before, Dobbo?
No, and I'm never
have
going to.
Let's get it on Instagram.
I've got droopy eyes.
Carly from Wynnum. Let's build the best sick day ever. What have you got?
Hi. Well, this is actually based on my own sick day, and I didn't kind of get caught, but I applied for long service leave from work, and my boss rejected it, so I went to Splendor in the Grass anyway.
Oh!
So, yeah. I'm a teacher too, so. Oh,
tell me, who was on the lineup, mate?
Actually, I can't remember because they went like 5 years in a row, so it's all a bit of a blur
yeah,
now. But,
right.
what did you just call in sick?
Sober.
You just called in sick?
I did. Well, I did the right thing to apply for long service leave, which I was entitled to do, but it got rejected. Right. And so I was like, well, I've already bought tickets, so I'm just going to call in sick.
Yeah, that's better.
The old flu.
I think that's worth it.
The old flu brings them down. Then they party all weekend at Splendor and they get sick again. Hey, Shane from Flinders View, you got a good calling in Steve. Sick story? Steve, sorry, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good guys. Yeah, hey team. Yeah, a bit of a busted, I guess, story. Yeah, I was about 15 or 16. I was the mail boy at the Forex Brewery at the time, and
yeah.
I thought. You know, I'll catch a. I lived at Redcliffe, and I thought I'd catch a train in, call a sickie. I got mum to call in for me for you know I was sick, and I went into King George Square, I think it was in the city, you know, to see this Queensland State of Origin team before one of the games. They did a big, you know, big meet and greet. So it was a big thing back then, like, because there was no train station at Redcliffe. So we had the A catch the bus and the train from Sandgate, that sort of thing. But I go in there and, you know, it's pretty chockers, but unbeknownst to me that Forex actually sponsored the State of Origin at the time. And, and all my bosses
there.
Were there. Yeah, because all my bosses were there. So I was like, oh, God,
did
okay,
busted.
100%, yeah. But in a good way, like, they end up, like, one of the, marketing blokes, they end up giving me a ticket to the game.
Oh,
wow.
How about we give you some tickets to the Reds as well, Steve?
Oh,
you beauty.
Reds versus the Highlanders.
Bad behaviour.
Mate, that's all we do on this show.
100%.
April 19th, tickets from reds.rugby, it's all yours, Steve. Congratulations, mate.
Fantastic. Cheers, guys.
I just want to preface this next segment by saying we do not advertise or endorse any of the behaviour that's going to happen on this weekend or the events that are occurring. But
what's going on?
In saying that, it's 4:20 on the weekend. I love that song. It's so much fun. Now, 4:20.
We're not saying don't pass the Dutchie.
No. So we're not endorsing that. But we are saying, just as a word of warning, if you would like to avoid the area or avoid these places at the 4:20.
Or avoid passing the Dutchie. Yeah.
If you would like to, I'm going to give you some information about how you can avoid it. So it's 4:20. So in the States, it's month, day, year is how they do their calendar. So 4th is April, month 20. So it's the 4:20 to represent legalized cannabis. Queensland Party is hosting a couple of events, okay? So if you would like to avoid this Saturday, Burley's Justin's Park, they're going to be having a picnic on the lawn or grass or whatever you would like.
Picnic.
No, not quite.
Not quite.
So what it is, so there's two, and there's also one at the Brecky Creek, if you need to avoid that on Saturday, 20th of April. It's all about bridging the gap between medicinal cannabis use and the patients and the recreational culture of 420, which is whatever. So the one at Brecky Creek is called Buds and Bowls, so you can do lawn bowls and celebrate buds or whatever you do. I really don't. It's not
definitely not smoking. You wouldn't be smoking. No, You'd just be celebrating that people maybe sometimes
also
smoke.
Just a word of warning, police presence should be expected at both of these events.
I wonder if there's going to be any gummies there.
I'm not sure, but
we don't condone gummies. None of that.
But this, you can have a sleep on the grass if you like. Now, this is going to be a celebration of culture, creativity, compassion, and the wonderful diversity of good people, and for various reasons, consume cannabis products, whether it's medicinally or recreationally.
And so it's very helpful to some people medicinally,
and I completely patients with cancer, it gets them eating again. So I'm very much I have a positive attitude towards it, but again, we don't condone these parties, but you know.
What we're saying is avoid them.
If you don't want to attend and you don't want to be involved, Justin's Park at Burley on Saturday and the Boo at Brecky Creek, the Barudabin Bowls Club, they are also having an event. So if you'd like to avoid and you don't want to participate in that, please avoid.
Unreal.
Heads up.
The Triple M Rush Hours.
Neighbourhood Watch!
Oh, Neighbourhood Watch. We haven't had it for a while. Welcome back. It's good to be back with you. And this week, we're going to head to the Moreton community, the Bay Area. I love this. And look, we have had sex toys that have been picked up by dogs. We've had people complaining about noise. This time, this is more a Moreton Community Facebook page. What are the regulations reusing meat smokers at residential properties?
Oh, so, I've lived with this, so I know all about this. Well,
you're about to complain about my house because this is
you.
Me.
Maybe it is you, Josh.
I don't think the answers were exactly what old mate was asking for. So obviously he was looking to find whether or not there was any regulations. The first one, always invite your neighbour to keep them happy.
Yes, good. I like that.
If you live between two vegans, you must run the smoker.
Yes.
Regulations for cooking in your own yard, zero. Don't be so precious. So he's copped it. Mind your own business. That's another one. The only regulations are if you've got a meat smoker going, you must have beer.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to get something. You are required to invite me or the poo-poo will shut you down, okay?
Popo, the police, not the
don't
poo-poo.
Ask, just do. You sound like you're from the city. Well, Moreton is in the city. I mean, this poor bloke who asked this thing has been attacked for asking just a regular. I mean, you used to be married to a bloke who loved the smoking.
Exactly. Domo loved his smoker and he didn't care, but our neighbours were very kind and we had some students that were over the back and we offered them some food from the smoker and they were very pleased and we heard them out the back go, oh, I love that smell. It smells so nice, like barbecue ribs and stuff. So I think it's a good thing.
Problem at my joint, my Weber, where I set it up, the smoke goes directly into my next door neighbour's laundry.
That's a small problem.
That's not good.
You know, I don't want to.
That's awful.
I don't want to bog down on your heartache of getting divorced, but the best pastrami over eight was from your ex-husband.
It was unbelievable. He was so good.
Part of me was disappointed you broke up with him because I got no more meat, no more smoked meat anymore.
True. It was the best pastrami you'd ever eaten. Although, in my defence, he was cooking a chicken and refused to take me to hospital when I had pneumonia.
On that note, I reckon it's about time we wrapped it up. Liam, we'll be back when we can get him back. But until tomorrow.
Cheerio.
Farewell, my neighbours. Have a good night.
Ford Ranger, Australia's #1 selling vehicle.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.